From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting an attack is reported on a hotel popular with foreigners in Burkina Faso. Witnesses in the capital of Ouagadougou say that gunfire and explosions occurred near the upscale hotel. A car was in flames in front of Splendide in downtown Ouagadougou. Witnesses reported several gunmen exchanging fire with security forces at the hotel and a cafe across the street. A senior security official said gunmen had stormed the hotel and taken several hostages. It is not clear who was behind the attack, but the French embassy has called the incident a terrorist attack. The U.S. embassy in Ouagadougou tweeted that, "We are closely following the situation downtown." Secretary of State John Kerry will travel to Vienna, Austria, Saturday for consultations with Iran's foreign minister and the European Union's high representative on the implementation of a nuclear agreement with Iran. Meanwhile, the UN International Atomic Energy Agency is expected to verify whether Tehran is complying with its commitment to curtail its nuclear program. At the White House Friday, spokesman Josh Earnest said that tough verification will remain in place.
We have basically created a system that will allow independent international nuclear experts significant access into Iran and their nuclear program to verify their ongoing compliance with the agreement.
If the IAEA verifies Iran's compliance, some of the sanctions against it will be lifted. For more on these stories, please log on to our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.